Monday night, Chav Zion Tammuz. We talked a little about Tikkun Chatzos. I want to read a little from the Ramchal. Maybe it's not strictly a Dvar Halacha. We'll see. The Ramchal says in Chelek Dalet, Perek Vov, the end of Perek Vov, he says, Derech Chaim, sorry, Derech Hashem, sorry, Derech Hashem. He says, in the order of the universe, the way the Shefa comes down from Shemayim, the day is split into two parts, the morning and then after Chatzos, called Bein Harboyim, and the light and the night is split into two parts, first part of the night, and then after Chatzos. And he says the Shefa that comes down to the earth, we'll call it, but really it's to all the Olamos, has to do with the Tkufa of the Zman. And the davenings reflect that. The davenings that Chazal and the Sakein reflect those differences. He says the Shefa comes down, apparently it's morning to night. It's not night to night, it's morning to night. Boker is when it starts, and that's when your rush of Shefa is, and it goes into the night. And each part of the day is four parts, the way he just set it up, has its own Shefa. So the larger Shefa is in the morning, and it's a new Shefa, and it's new. And that's why Shachris was your longest tefillah. As some of you may know, if you don't skip Sukkot de Zimra and you don't walk out before Asher Yevul Tzion, Shachris is really very long. Shachris is the longest tefillah because that's when the main Shefa comes down from Shemayim. It's the Boker, and that's when the Shefa starts. The least Shefa, the lesser Shefa, I'll call it, is in the afternoon, because now you're just like, you have still the residue of the Shefa, it's like it's less. So Mincha is very, very short. Ma'ariv should be less, but because it's a change from day to night, so it requires like a little push, a little more oomph, right? A little kickstart. So that's why Ma'ariv is shorter than Shachris, but it's longer than Mincha. He says the second half of the night, they b'chlal weren't masakin any tefillah for, because it's already the least. It's the least, so it doesn't need. Elo hinichu hadavar, but what they left is for yechidim to daven at chatzos halayla, and that is a reference, that's tikkun chatzos, that's when individuals daven then, kevi yidiyasu. And really tefillah ma'ariv is also actually reshus. Right, if you know the Gemara, it's Rishus, Kavua Kechova, but Chatzos Halayla is your least, and that's why it's the least. And he says the three tefillos are from the Avos, and Chatzos Laila is when David HaMelech got up to daven. Chatzos Laila, Okum Lehodos Lechal Mishpatei Tzidkecha, he got up to learn, he got up to daven, but Al-Kaponim, that's associated with David HaMelech, and that's the Hashlama of the Avos, now Masakin, the three tefillos. So that's really the way the Ramchal sort of describes Tikkun Chatzos in that vein. Having said that, though, the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes about his father, the Chafetz Chaim, that he was not aware, from what he knows, his father did not say Tikkun Chatzos, meaning Chafetz Chaim. Except for the 3 week period, Bein HaMetzorim, from Shavuos B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, he writes that he said Tikkun Chatzos in the afternoon. He would go up, he says, he would go himself into a room in the Beis Knesset there, and by Chatzos Hayom, he would say Tikkun Chatzos. And in the footnotes here, for example, from Shlomo Zalman, also from Rav Zalman or Rabbi Zatzal, that he would also go with individuals to in the afternoon. In other words, apparently it's, even though the Ramchal just described Chatzos Laila B'davka, but apparently you have that a certain quality of chatzos, the second half. Even the Ramchal himself explained that's why mincha is the shortest tefillah. So there's apparently from Zalman in yeshiva, it took some people and then they would go and say tikkun chatzos in the afternoon. So okay, so that's in the afternoon. There's also, you can't do, it's very hard to do it at night. So that's what they did in the afternoon. Okay, maybe we were thinking of putting together chabura, maybe to say tikkun chatzos, taka in the afternoon at least. Maybe from chatzos is at least the 9 days. We're aiming for the 9 days. 3 weeks is already like, who can think about the Churban for 3 weeks? But maybe for 9 days we can think about it. And you can minus Shabbos. So you have to think about it for 7 days only, 6 days. So maybe the chatzos, we'll see, there'll be emails about it maybe. We'll work it out, the logistics. Chatzos is like 20 to 1. So from 20 to 1 till Mincha, which is 20 after 1. So that you could say maybe Tikkun Chatzos, if I'm sure, say it at least the 9 days. Shlomo Zalman encouraged saying it at least 3 weeks. And now I'm saying at least the 9 days. Okay, good. Okay. Thank you.